In celebration of the launch of Aurora today, I thought I would dedicate this column to a quick comparison our histories. I think you will find many parallels and some interesting differences between the two communities. The addition of a wider coverage of our local history is a most welcome enterprise and particularity so in the case of our historic neighbors to the south. Welcome, Aurora. Aurora and Newmarket have been neighbors in what was once known as York County with an intriguing, shared history dating back to our births in the early 19th century. Let us begin with the date of settlement and incorporation as a village. Aurora was originally settled in about 1795 as Machell's Corners by British Loyalists and Quakers from the United States at the Young and Wellington intersection along Young Street and was incorporated as a village in 1863. Newmarket was first settled in 1801 by Quakers from Vermont and Pennsylvania and was incorporated as a village in 1857. Both towns grew rapidly given their unique location along the Upper Canada trade route and their ready access to water power from local rivers. Newmarket developed a little earlier as an important milling and manufacturing center, with Aurora close behind it. Aurora, initially, grew primarily as an agricultural community. But in the late 19th century, Aurora began its industrialization with the arrival of the Toronto and Nipissing Railway in 1871, inspiring its factories and businesses to flourish. Newmarket's economy also diversified as a result of the arrival of the railway in 1853. Both towns experienced significant residential and commercial growth in the 20th century as part of the Greater Toronto Area's expansion. Today, Aurora and Newmarket are prosperous commuter towns with thriving local economies and communities. There are any number of similarities between the two communities historically. The main similarities between Aurora and Newmarket are transportation history. Both towns grew rapidly after the arrival of the Ontario, Simcoe and Huron Railway in 1853. The two communities were both served by the Toronto and York Radial Railway Electric Streetcar Line until the 1930s. Economic shift. Originally, both were agricultural communities, industrializing in the late 19th century with the arrival of the railways, which allowed the factories and businesses to flourish. Today, they both have diversified economies with major corporate headquarters and a mix of commercial, retail developments. Both towns have experienced significant residential and commercial growth in the 20th century as part of the Greater Toronto Area's expansion. This led to urban sprawl along major transportation routes like Yonge Street and Highway 404, transforming their character from small towns to suburban communities. Demographic changes. Historically, both were predominantly white British enclaves. Aurora and Newmarket have both become much more ethnically diverse, especially since the 1970s. Visible minority populations have grown rapidly, with South Asians, Chinese, Black, and others now making up a significant portion of residents and contributing to a much more culturally diverse mosaic. There are a few differences between the two communities historically. The main differences between Aurora and Newmarket are historic character and architecture. While urbanization has transformed both towns, efforts have been made to preserve the historic downtown cores and 19th-century architecture. Aurora has maintained more of its historic downtown core and its small-town historic character with 19th-century architecture compared to a more urbanized Newmarket. Aurora's Northeast Old Aurora Heritage District showcases its well-preserved heritage buildings. Several historic buildings and homes from the 19th century are highlighted, such as the 1904 Public School in the British India architectural style, the Fleury and Horton family homes, and many others. Newmarket recently established its downtown heritage district encompassing its main street corridor and certainly has its share of designated properties. While Aurora's early development happened essentially along a north-south axis with Yonge Street, Newmarket developed along an old indigenous path we now call Main Street. Early economic development. Newmarket developed earlier as an important milling and manufacturing center, taking advantage of the Holland River. Aurora initially grew more slowly as an agricultural community centered around Yonge Street. Population size. Both towns have experienced rapid population growth, especially after the Second World War, transitioning from small rural settlements to major suburban communities. In 1945, Aurora had a population of 3,004, which grew to 34,857 by 1996 and 62,057 by 2021. Newmarket's population in 1945 was 3,164, growing to 14,644 by 1996 and 90,638 by 2021, making it slightly larger than Aurora. Suburban sprawl. While both towns experienced significant residential growth in the 20th century, Newmarket has seen more suburban sprawl and expansion compared to Aurora, which has maintained a smaller geographic footprint. Newmarket's historic Main Street South preserved some heritage buildings, although the town has become more urbanized. It is always interesting, when examining the historical development of any given area, to reflect on its early industries and when it was established. Agriculture was the primary industry and early economic driver as Aurora initially grew as an agricultural community centered around Young Street. Flour and grist mills were built around 1827 to process grains from local farms. The Fleury Plow Works Foundry opened in 1859, manufacturing agricultural implements, and represented a significant industrial development. Newmarket developed earlier as an important milling and manufacturing center, taking advantage of its proximity to water power from the Holland River. The key early industries included grist mills, breweries, a distillery, tanneries, a foundry, and a cloth factory. With the arrival of the railway in 1853, Newmarket became a transportation hub, facilitating trade in agricultural products and manufactured goods. Joseph Hill established Newmarket's first mill in 1801 to grind wheat, as well as the town's first tannery and store. We must remember the fur trade was also an important early industry and a source of profit for Newmarket and area. Newmarket emerged slightly earlier as a more diversified manufacturing and industrial center compared to the more agricultural beginnings of Aurora. Newmarket and Aurora seem to have shared a commonality of significant economic drivers during the 20th century. In the early 20th century, many industries moved out of Aurora, causing an economic downturn. The town reverted to its agricultural roots during this period. After the Second World War, Aurora experienced a boom in residential and commercial development due to its proximity to Toronto, once again becoming a prosperous suburban community. The auto parts manufacturing industry emerged as a major economic driver, with Magna International, founded by Frank Stronach, establishing its headquarters in Aurora. Other significant Aurora industries included printing, publishing, and light manufacturing. Newmarket, in turn, transitioned from its 19th-century industrial roots to become a thriving suburban residential community in the 20th century. Notable industries included the Davis Tannery, office specialty manufacturing, and the Kane Furniture and Dixon Pencil Factory. The arrival of the electric railway in 1902, later extended north to Jackson's Point and Sutton in 1906, facilitated its growth and connected Newmarket to Toronto's economy. To meet the growing demands of Newmarket's growing population, extensive retail, services, and commercial development occurred. No comparison of the historical significance of local towns can be made without reference to their part in the 1837 rebellion. I have written extensively concerning Newmarket's participation in the uprising, so I shall focus primarily on Aurora and its part in the event. Aurora, originally known as Machell's Corners, also had a direct connection to the 1837 rebellion in Upper Canada through the actions of rebel and loyalist forces in the area. Here are a few highlights. When the rebellion began in December 1837, a band of loyalists traveling south from the areas of Bradford and Bondhead seized McLeod's Inn near Aurora, using it as a reinforcement staging area for government forces against the rebels. On December 5, 1837, a group of 500 to 700 poorly armed rebels, mostly farmers, including those from Aurora, marched south on Yonge Street toward the city. This rebel force mustered from the Bradford, Holland Landing, Bondhead and Newmarket area clashed with a smaller group of loyalist militia located just south of Aurora, resulting in an exchange of gunfire that left two rebels and one loyalist killed. Confused by the firing, the bulk of the rebel force from Aurora and the surrounding areas fled in disarray. 3 days later, on December 8, the remaining rebels gathered at Montgomery's Tavern in Toronto were dispersed by Loyalist forces, including a corps of 120 black soldiers from our area. Every community needs an army of dedicated local historians to safeguard and document its history, and Aurora and Newmarket have been blessed over the years. In Newmarket, we had Robert Terence Carter, George Lousby, Wes Plater, and the good people of the local Architectural Conservation Advisory Committee, LACAC. I grew up relishing the history of Aurora at the hands of people like Dick Illingworth, Ron Wallace and John McIntyre, and the Aurora LACAC. Both communities boast exceptional historical societies and local museums that safeguard our memories. In summary, I would like to express my delight in the birth of Aurora today, and I look forward to learning even more about our historic neighbor to the south. This column is intended to touch on a few of the similarities and differences between our two communities. I have just touched the surface when it comes to our collective local history, but we clearly have far more in common than differences. Our local history is my passion, and I look forward to enjoying stories of Aurora's early beginnings on the pages of Aurora today. Welcome, Aurora. Sources: Census Information. Newmarket, Aurora, Federal Electoral District, Ontario and Ontario. Newmarket, Aurora, Ontario Highway 11 Blog. 1837 Revolt Had Lasting Impact on Aurora. York Region News. PDF. The War of 1812-14 and the Rebellion of 1837 from The Story of Aurora, Ontario, Wikipedia. History of Aurora, York Region News. If These Walls Could Talk, On This Spot, Town of Aurora Website, Aurora. CA, PDF, A Brief History of the Town of Newmarket, PDF, Chapter 5 Infrastructure Located in Aurora and Newmarket. Clippings from the Newmarket Era, The Aurora Banner, and The Town Crier. Newmarket resident Richard McLeod, the History Hound, has been a local historian for more than 40 years. He writes a weekly feature about our town's history in partnership with Newmarket Today, conducts heritage lectures and walking tours of local interest, and leads local oral history interviews. Editor's note, June 2. This article was amended to correct name of the railroad serving Newmarket and Aurora.